Crib Notes. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Next to being cradled in your arms, the safest place for a baby to sleep should be in a crib. Infants spend 50 to 60% of their day sleeping. Now, environmental engineers at the University of Texas at Austin have found that babies are exposed to high levels of chemical emissions from new crib mattresses. They analyzed 20 new and old crib mattresses from 10 different manufacturers looking for emissions of VOCs, potentially harmful volatile organic compounds. The team ID'd more than 30 of them. They found that VOC emissions are 4 times greater in new mattresses and 2 times higher in the infant's breathing zone compared to surrounding air. They are increased by body heat, and because infants inhale more air compared to their body weight than adults do, they experience 10 times the inhalation exposure of adults. The findings suggest the reuse of an older mattress or an extended airing out period for a newer one. Trouble is, older mattresses could contain other toxic substances that are now banned. Currently, not much is known about the health effects of the levels of VOCs found in homes, but understanding the baby's slumber environment may help us all sleep a little better. The Discovery Files covers projects funded in part by the government's National Science Foundation. Learn more at nsf.gov.